plan through which any employer may make personal friends of his employees under circumstances which will enable him to make his business more profitable for both himself and his employees. You have here a clear statement of our promises, and that first condition under which you may benefit by these is that you read this book twice, line by line, and think as you read. Let it be known at the outset that when we speak of riches, we have in mind all riches, not merely those represented by bank balances and material things. We have in mind the riches of liberty and freedom, of which we have more than any other nation. We have in mind the riches of human relationships through which every American citizen may exercise to the fullest the privilege of personal initiative in whatever direction he chooses. Thus, when we speak of riches, we have reference to the abundant life which is everywhere available to the people of the United States and obtainable with a minimum amount of effort. Meanwhile, let it be understood that we shall offer no suggestions to anyone as to the nature of the riches for which he should aim, nor the amount he should undertake to acquire. Fortunately, the American life offers an abundance of all forms of riches, sufficient in both quality and quantity, to satisfy all reasonable human desires. We sincerely hope that every reader will aim for his share, not only of the things that money can buy, but of the things money cannot buy. We shall not undertake to tell any man how to live his life, but we know, from having observed both the rich and poor of America, that material riches are no guarantee of happiness. We have never yet found a truly happy person who was not engaged in some form of service by which others were benefited. And we do know many who are wealthy in material things, but have not found happiness. We mention these observations not to preach, but to quicken those who, because of the great abundance of material riches in America, take them for granted, and who have lost sight of the priceless things of life that are to be acquired only through the intangible riches we have mentioned. Napoleon Hill. Chapter 1. The 12 Riches of Life. You have, I believe, that human urge for the better things in life which is the common desire of all people. You desire economic security, which money alone can provide. You may desire an outlet for your talents in order that you may have the joy of creating your own riches. Some seek the easy way to riches, hoping to find it without giving anything in return. That, too, is a common desire. But it is a desire I shall hope to modify for your benefit, as from experience I have learned that there is no such thing as something for nothing. There is but one sure way to riches, and that may be attained only by those who have the master key to riches. This master key is a marvelous device which those who possess it may use to unlock doors to the solutions of their problems. It opens the door to sound health. It opens the door to love and romance. It opens the door to friendship by revealing the traits of personality and character which make enduring friends. It reveals the method by which every adversity, every failure, every disappointment, every error of judgment, and every past defeat may be transmuted into riches of priceless value. It kindles anew the dead hopes of all who possess it, and it reveals the formula by which one may tune in and draw upon the great reservoir of infinite intelligence. It lifts humble men to positions of power, fame, and fortune. It turns back the hands of the clock and renews the spirit of youth for those who have grown old too soon. It provides the method by which you may take full and complete possession of your own mind, thus giving you unchallengeable control over the emotions of the heart and the power of